like you're playing a duet with a piano, where you can like stay with it. It's with a computer track, and if you get off, there's no coming back on.
How did you practice it?
A lot.
Do you have a CD with the click right on it, though?
Yeah.
So you hear a metronome click, right?
Yes, a lot of that.
So you practice with that, you practice without it,
mm-hmm.
sometimes too, right? What is hard about it actually on the instrument?
There's a lot of shifting, and the fast section, there's a lot of septuplets and chords and double stops.
Is it low on the violin? Is it nice and first position? And
no. I mean, I've never been up that high before until this piece, so. It's cool.
Good job. By Caleb Burhans called Escape Wisconsin. And Yin-Yin, tell us how you're going to play it.
I'm going to play it very interesting way. It's going to be in canon with a recording of myself. I recorded it beforehand, and I'm going to play now in canon with the recording.
Yeah. Is that easy?
Not in the least.
Why is this piece called Escape Wisconsin?
It's called Escape Wisconsin because the composer literally wanted to escape the state of Wisconsin because he grew up there and he decided it wasn't really to his liking.
Where does he live now?
I think he lives here in New York.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
very, all right, it's marked insane. Insane. I don't need to look at that.
It's kind of appropriate.
It's been repeated.
Yeah. Good. Our next piece requires some setup change, so while the members of the ensemble who have gotten very good at this are switching around, I'll tell you a couple of things further about the group. One is that if you are admiring the shirts, I have to tell you that they were actually designed by that lovely little violinist with the red headband.
Got insanely bored and came up with two random words, and so
yeah,
they got.
You always take the very low key approach to answer that question. Yes, why?
I think it's called Yo Shakespeare because he thought this song for kind of, I think, reminded him of Shakespeare when he was as Bang, where he's like partying and late night.
What I call the A group, and this is the B group, and this is the C group. It has nothing to do with my valuations of them as people, the A group and the B group have two rhythms going on that simultaneously, that are individually kind of a little bit tricky, but together, well, they basically just ignore each other. They're doing a version of,
it's like a war.
It's like a war a little bit. The C people come in and they just play lots of 16ths, so we're gonna leave you alone for a second. But the A people play a really kind of strange version of 3-2, and these guys do a continuous 4-3 version. So I thought we would teach you the rhythm, and we've got a nice dividing line at James's camera. So this half of the room is gonna learn the B rhythm, and this half of the room is gonna learn the A rhythm, so that you have a little perspective, because it's gonna mostly sound loud to you when you hear the piece. So, Kari, can you teach this half of the audience the A rhythm?
So you conduct in 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you say it like this. Ta 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 ta. Actually, can you just say the first measure?
Yeah, let's just do those two measures.
So ta 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 ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta.
Ta 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 ta
always. It's scarred by that.
Okay. Demon, can you teach the audience the history?
Well,
can you do your first, just your first measure is fine.
Okay.
I do first two measures because it's da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you do it with it.
Okay,
you
do
it. You play it? One, two, ready, go.
Thank you. time it got so chaotic, it was so loud.